Know what your portion is. Sickness is not your portion. Disease is not your portion. Trouble in your way is not your portion. That's not what God's giving you. He's not giving you confusion. He's giving you peace. He's not giving you anger, but he's giving you love. You got to know what your portion is. And separated from man portion. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're truly happy to have each and every one of you all We're going to get right into this lesson. Bless God. I'm going to ask Pastor Bill if she'll give us a word of prayer, and we'll go from there.
Amen. Good afternoon, everyone. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Pastor, for that selection. And the scripture I'd like to share is coming from Hebrews, the 10th chapter, and verse 22. Let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, we want to thank you, Father God, for each and every one, for all the listeners, all those who are listening by internet. Father God, we ask that you will continue, Lord, to have your way with this broadcast, Father God, and continue to be with our pastor. Use him mightily as he teaches this word, Father God. And Lord, help us to receive this word in the lining of our hearts. Father God, we just ask that you'll be with all those who've asked us to keep them in prayer, no matter what they're going through, no matter what their situation is. We just pray that you work things out for their good, Father God, that you may receive the glory and that they will have a testimony for you, Father God. Bless those who are bereaved. You said you will keep the imperfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Be with those that are sick and shut in. You said by your stripes you are healed, Father God. And Lord, help us to trust in you with all of our heart and not to lean to our own understanding, Father God. So Lord, we just want to say thank you for this word that we are learning, that when we're speaking of the heart, we're talking about the spirit, Father God. And we just want to thank you for the revelation knowledge, Father God. So, Lord, continue to have your way with our pastor and help all of us that are listening and taking notes to study the word and meditate on this word. And we give you praise for all things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Well, we sure have the evangelist Sharon. She back with us today. And as she able to read. Okay.
And, yes, Pastor.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. This week we've been talking about living this new, and I like to say awesome way, but living this new and living way. And this week we've been talking about having the right kind of heart. And if you're going to live this new and living way, you're going to have the right kind of heart. And when the Bible talks about heart, out of the 884 times, 90% of the time is talking about, or 95% of the time is talking about your spirit man. So in Peter, in 1 Peter 3, he says the hidden man of the heart. So the hidden man of the heart is the spirit of a man, okay? And we're just going to kind of fast forward because I think we've built our case this week pretty much on heart. But I do want to say this, in Matthew 6:21, read that in Matthew 6:21. As Evangelist Sharon reads out of King James and Pastor read it out of Messenger Bible.
Yes. Yeah. In the King James, it reads as follows. Good afternoon to everyone. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Amen.
Amen. It's in the Message Bible. The place where your treasure is the place you will most want to be and end up being. Amen.
Your treasure, whatever you treasure, that's where your spirit is at. And I'm on, mm-hmm. and I continue to say this, and I'm going to say this every day. When we're talking about the heart, we're talking about the spirit. We're not talking about the muscle or that organ that most people have in their chest, which pumps blood throughout the vessels and the system. We're not talking about that heart, okay? That 4-inch or about big as your fist that's in between your, I want to say rib cage, so it'd be protected. We're not talking about that heart there. We're talking about your spirit, man. So when he says, well, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So you know you're talking about the heart in the chest. Can't be talking about that because it pumps blood. That's what it does. So when you look into this deeper, you'll see he's talking about the spirit, the hidden man of the heart. So where your treasure is, you got to see that. Where your treasure is, whatever you think the most of it, that's where your spirit is at. And usually wherever your spirit is at, that's what you treasure.
Amen.
Y'all didn't hear that?
That's,
y'all didn't hear that? I'm going to say it one more time. See, and if you're going to live this new and living way, listen, brothers and sisters, your heart or your spirit, man, and the treasure that should be for you should be the Word of God.
Yeah.
It should be first Amen. And foremost. We must put Amen. The Word. We should treasure more than anything else. Because all this other mm-hmm. stuff is going to vanish anyway, okay? You can't take none Amen. Of that with you. I better go and say that right now because a lot of people think they're going to take you can't take this junk with you.
Mm-hmm.
You're wasting your time. Now, all you can do is enjoy it while you're here. And if it's a child, I was telling y'all about that lady and her child the other day. Her heart or her spirit was on her. That's what she treasured with her child. And when she figured mm-hmm. out her child was a lesbian, that rocked her world. Listen, brothers and sisters, don't be putting up treasures on this earth. Where neither mar or corrupt by the weather, rust, you know, in this earth.
Amen.
Because it's all going to vanish. It's all is going to vanish.
Yeah.
And that's so important to know where your heart is at, or your spirit. Now, after proving that this week, there was some, a few scriptures we didn't really get into, but I like to sort of get into them today. Well, we're going to make mention of them anyway. And maybe I'll just show you and then you put down spirit instead of heart. Or you can leave heart there, cross her, just make your little note and say they're talking about spirit. So that's what you want to know, what they actually talking about. The Bible says, and all you're getting, get understanding. So in Mark 7:22. You're looking for deceit. You're looking for deceit. That's your heart is, it can be, well, I'm going to let you read it so you'll draw your own conclusion. Okay. Evangelist Sharon. Mark 7:22. Thank you.
It reads as follows. Theft, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lack, faithlessness, and evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness.
Amen. Get the message, Bible.
I might want you to go up to about the 18th verse. I'm sorry.
Praise God.
I'm sorry.
So you want to read the 18 through 21?
The 22, yes.
And he saith unto them, are ye so without understanding also? Do you not perceive that whatsoever thing from without entereth into the man, it cannot defile him, because it entereth not into his heart, but into the belly, and goeth out into the drop, purging all meat. And he said, that which cometh out of the man, that from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornication, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, and evil eye, blasphemy, pride, and foolishness. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, Jesus said, are you being willfully stupid? Don't you see that what you swallow can't contaminate you? It doesn't enter your heart, but your stomach, works its way through the intestines, and is finally flushed. That took care of a dietary grumbling. Jesus was saying that all foods are fit to eat. All foods are fit to eat. He went on, it's what comes out of a person that pollutes. Obscenities, lust, theft, murders, adulteries, greed, depravity, deception, dealings, carousing, mean looks, slander, arrogance, foolishness. All these are vomit from the heart. Amen.
Amen.
I just want this scripture to speak to you. So know what heart you're talking about, okay? How we prepare for a healthy heart is important. True. I like Proverbs 3 and 3. Let's look at Proverbs 3 and 3.
In Proverbs
3 and 3.
Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, don't lose your grip on love and loyalty. Tie them around your neck. Carve their initials on your heart. Amen.
Yeah, the little Jewish boys and Israelites, they would always tie the scriptures around their, some of them tie around their waist, some of them around their wrist, but they did that to remind them of what God's word said. So they would have those scriptures right there at all times. And that's what pretty much what he's saying, the writer in Proverbs saying here, don't let mercy and truth forsake thee.
Mm-hmm.
Bind them about thy neck. Now he said, write them upon the table of thine heart. So your heart that pumps blood is not the one they're talking about. They're talking about your spirit, man. Like, so important that you get the revelation and know every time you see that word heart, it means, most of the time, it means spirit, and that's where your focus wants to be, on the spiritual thing. Why? Because you are a spirit, you have a soul, you live in a body. People's heart becomes uncircumcised. Jeremiah said, and we'll read that. Jeremiah 7 and 20.
In Jeremiah 7 and 20, it reads as follows. Okay.
That's a 20 or 24. What did I say?
Excuse me? 20. You want 24, Pastor?
Please.
Yes. 24 reasons follows in the King James. But they hearkened not, nor inclined their ear, but walked counsels and in the imagination of their evil heart and went backward and not forward. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible. But do you think they listened? Not a word of it. They did just what they wanted to do, indulged any and every evil whim, and got worse day by day. Amen.
See, self-will come out of an evil heart. That's not the one that's pumping blood. That's your spirit, man. And the Bible calls it over in 1 Peter 3 and 4, the hidden man of the heart. And that's the hidden man of the heart. That's what springs up evil. That's what chokes the word out. Yeah, that's what the Bible said, out of your heart. So when you're talking about choking the word out of your heart, he's not talking about the one that's pumping blood. That's not the heart. He's talking about the hidden man of the heart, which is your spirit man, okay? Yesterday, or the other day, we was in Mark, and yesterday we had to review, and someone had asked me about it, and so I'm going to go ahead on it. Try to answer one of those questions anyway. In the book of Mark, let me go back there and get it. We were in the seventh chapter, and we read from the 19th through the 29th verse. So let's go back so I can answer this question. Mark 7, 7th chapter, 19th through the 21st verse.
Mark 7, 19 through 21, and the King James reads as follows. Because it entereth not into his heart, but into the belly, and goeth out into the drought, purging all mercies. I'm sorry. You said the 19th through 20th verse, because it enters not into his heart, but into the belly, and goeth out into the drought, purging all meat. And he said, that which cometh out of the man, that defileth the man. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, and fornications, and murders. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, don't you see that what you swallow can't contaminate you? It doesn't enter your heart, but your stomach. Works its way through the intestines and finally flush. That took care of dietary gripping. Jesus was saying that all foods are fit to eat. He went on, is not what comes out of a person that pollutes, obscenity, lust, theft, murders, adulteries, greed, depravity, deception, dealings, carousing, mean looks, slander, arrogance, foolishness. All these are vomit from the heart. Amen.
And so, in other words, the heart is not that 4-inch or that organ, that big muscle, call it what you want to, that's in your chest that people refer to as the heart that pumps the blood. He's talking about the spirit, and it's out of your spirit where this stuff comes from. Now, why did I tell you that? Because you need to protect your spirit. Protect
Amen.
Your heart.
Yeah.
Protect your heart. And God, that's why God put it in, strategically put the heart where it's at so it can be protected. Now, you have to protect your spiritual heart.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. Yeah, that's your job. So how do you protect your spiritual heart? Protect your spirit. Don't allow the enemy to bring all kinds of stuff so it can come out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, because it enter into, that's what enter into the heart, not the belly. And let me say that one more time. Evil thoughts, all that, that's not into the belly. That's in your spirit, man.
All right.
So it's very important that we understand that. I like something Paul said. I'm trying to think. I think it was in 2 Corinthians. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 2 and 4. 2 Corinthians 2 and 4.
Okay, 2 Corinthians. Two or four reads as follows. Okay, now. For out of much affliction and anguish of the heart, I wrote unto you with many tears, not that ye should be grieved, but that ye might know the love which I have more abundantly unto you. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible. As it turned out, there was pain enough just in writing that letter, more tears than ink on parchment. But I didn't write it to cause pain. I wrote it so you would know how much I care. Oh, more than care, love you. Amen.
See, also Paul said in 2 Corinthians 7 and 3, I speak not this to condemn yours, but here's what he did. I haven't said before that ye are in our heart, talking about the spirit, to die and live with you. So you have to understand, brothers and sisters, or we have to understand, I should say. I'm changing the way I talk because a lot of times people think, and it's not that I'm trying to talk down. I'm just saying I'll put things out there, and I don't want nobody to get it misconstrued. So when I said that, here's what I was saying. That's us. That's our heart. He said, but thank be to God, which is the same earnest care into the heart of Titus. He's talking about you, too. He's talking about me, too. So when I say you, a lot of times reference to what the Bible is talking in that third person singular. But let me tell you, I include myself in all the scriptures. Good, bad, and ugly, because I want God to cleanse my heart. I want, see, here's what's going to happen, and I'm going to let y'all go when we make sure we understand this. God wants us to have a pure heart. Did you hear that?
Yes. Say
well,
again.
Over
yeah.
in Matthew. So you know you can't take your heart out of your chest and make it pure.
Amen.
The only people going to see God is those with a pure heart. Now, in Matthew 5 and 8, then we'll meet with 5 and 28. But in Matthew 5 and 8, please read that first. Now, this may sound elementary to a lot of people, but a lot of people, they don't know that there's a difference. They're trying to protect their heart, and they think they're protecting that thing, that organ, that muscle that's in their chest. That's not the heart he's talking about. You can't protect that heart. Ain't nothing you can do with that. He's talking about your spirit, man. That's something you is incorruptible. The only part of you that's incorruptible is your spirit, because he get born again. So all of that's important. So you gonna understand Matthew's 5 and 8. Okay, thank you for sharing.
It reads as follows in the King James. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Amen.
Amen. You're blessed when you get your inside world, your mind and heart put right. Then you can see God in the outside world. Amen.
See, you're going to be happy that prosperous because your heart has been made pure. Now, here's how you make your spirit pure. Just speak what the words say in every situation. Get your heart pure. Get your heart. And the heart that you got to get pure is your spirit, man. That's the heart he's telling you to get pure. Only the pure in heart shall see God.
Hallelujah.
Blessed are the pure in heart. So there are pure hearts right now, dear heart. There's pure hearts. You know what make them pure? I'm glad you asked me. How about the word? How about the word of God makes your heart pure or makes your spirit pure? Because he used that born again, not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed, which is the word of God. I read that over there in Peter. And that's what happens. So when your spirit get born again, you have a pure heart. How about 2 Peter 1 and 4? You're a partaker of a divine nature. That nature is your spirit. That's what he's talking about. That's what you are. And then there's another scripture, too. I know a lot of people, they refer to it just for the flesh. But brother and sister, that can be a credit to the spirit too, because you get it born again with incorruptible seed, which is the word of God, then your spirit is healed. So now he said, by your stripes we are healed. We're healed your spirit, man, as well as your physical. But spiritual, that's really important to know that it got healed so that you can have a pure heart before God. Okay? We're going to leave it there. Someone else has something to say. We'll leave it right there unless somebody else has something to say. Sunday we're going to have a review. And remember, brothers and sisters, this is so important. Don't just sweep it under the table. Know when the Bible talks about casting down vain imagination. He's talking about things that's in your spirit, in your mind, because it's 18 inches from your heart to your mind, to your head. And that's not the heart he's talking about. He's talking to one. The one right below there is where the bowels of mercy is, right there where your spirit man hides. It's called the hidden man of the heart. And I can give you a lot of reason, because it's hid up under the cage. Under the bowels of your heart. So he called it the hidden man of the heart. A lot of people translated this word heart as meaning that 4-inch organ. And so people speak that, but that's not what he's talking about, okay? God can give you them kind of hearts every day, but it won't help you. The heart you got to have is that spiritual blessed heart. And that is your spirit, man, which gets born again. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Amen.
Anything else, Pastor?
You had said Matthew 5:28. Did you still want us to read that, Pastor?
Yes, please.
Matthew 5:28, the King James reads as follows. But I say unto you that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. Amen.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, your heart can be corrupt by lust even quicker than your body. Those luring looks you look. I'm sorry, those luring looks you think nobody noticed, they also corrupt. Amen.
Yeah. So when it comes to how you look at a person, to lust after them, that comes from your heart, your spirit man. And the Bible says you already done did it. Now, I know nobody don't want to hear that, but your spirit went out to play. Your spirit went out for that reason. Well, you already did that.
All right, now.
No, even if your eyes offend you, pluck them out.
Mm-hmm.
Pluck them out. If that's your issue, pluck them out. You want to protect your heart, brother. You want to protect
Amen.
Your spirit, man.
Yeah.
If you start making your spirit bad, everything in you bad. Just like your heart, your physical heart, your blood poison start being pumped through air. The whole body get that all of that pumped through the whole system. So it is with the spirit man. You get that spirit man corrupt, then the whole body is corrupt. So you get that spirit man cleaned up and fixed up, then the whole body is pure before God.
Hallelujah.
But we thank you all so much for joining us, and we'll continue to pray for those that we've been praying for. And I'm really happy to give a good praise report for Brother Evangelist. I call him Brother and Evangelist, but Robinson. He's doing excellent, man. He got good spirit. They sent the video out, and I comment on it because he's doing excellent. That's all I can tell you. Just continue to praise in the Lord, and y'all see Evangelist Sharon. She's back with us, so we're happy to hear her back there. Praise God. And so we're just happy to have these good praise reports. So I'm going to call today good, okay? So we got good reports all the way around. Okay. Anyone else? Anything else? Okay. Well, we'll see you all Sunday for the review. And God bless you.
God bless.